And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and southern Massachusetts since 1939. This small business treats you like family, truly a business with heart, supporting local organizations like WJMJ, giving back to the community, and offering customers personalized one-on-one attention with the human touch. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Beyond reality, into the world of creative imagination, we journey now into the afterglow. Good evening. Together, we're at the place to be on a Monday evening in the fourth week of Easter. I'm Father John, and this is our time together to transition from the hectic to the tranquil, from the limited to the unlimited. Remember, there is always a way to make victory out of adversity, so long as you keep focused on answers and solutions. Don't let problems hold you back. If you roll over, you're sure to lose. You see, the only way you fail is to give up. If you keep on keeping on, you will find the answer you seek, or a better answer. Each experience holds a lesson for you, and it is an opportunity for you to grow. Seeing life from this vantage point helps you to own each experience and relive more intelligently those you have to repeat. A positive mental attitude enables you to seek solutions and answers instead of playing the victim. Now, let's just enjoy the time that we have and get comfortable with some music and inspiration as we think warm thoughts in the afterglow. Welcome to WJMJ in the Afterglow. The sun sets this evening at 7:40, with the afterglow lasting until 10 after 8. So we've got daylight today for a total of 13 hours and 40 minutes. Yes, I love it. Now, I'm Father John. Thanks for keeping me company as we pursue a bit of relaxing time to de-stress and unwind with some interesting music and reflective messages. Today we're celebrating a very popular and very colorful candy. No, it's not M&M's. No, and it's not Skittles. It's jelly beans. Jelly beans are said to have been invented in 1861 by confectioner William Schraft. Its predecessor was the Turkish Delight, which is a Turkish dessert made of soft jelly covered in confectioner's powder, very similar to the jelly bean. Jelly beans usually come in fruit flavors, but over the years, candy companies have manufactured several novelty flavors like popcorn, soda flavors, cafe latte, chocolate, jalapeno, peanut butter, and Irish cream. There are 50 official flavors by the Jelly Belly Candy Company. 50 flavors. Which one's your favorite?
It's so hard to decide.
Henrietta, for once, I agree with you. It is hard to decide. So I guess we'll just have to try them all to see which one we like best, right? Treat yourself. It's Jelly Bean Day. And today we also observe Earth Day, an important reminder that we are responsible to care for our planet. This is our home. It's a God-given gift entrusted to us to make sure the environment He created is protected and remains beautiful. Earth Day is a day to learn information to help defend the environment. It was started back in 1970 by a Wisconsin senator who saw the devastation by an oil spill in Santa Barbara and the student protests that went along with the spill. He then created a national teach-in day to educate people on the environment. It was a success, as 20 million people participated in the event, and it has grown ever since. Today, nearly 200 countries participate in Earth Day to make sure that we have a clean, surviving planet for future generations. The movement is now pushing to find renewable resources for fuel to replace the highly pollutant non-renewable resources of coal and oil. With countries all over the world helping, one day we can find resources like wind and solar that keep us moving forward while remaining clean. Earth Day is a day to be personally confronted and ask, what more can I do to respect the Earth, its resources, and its beauty?
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? We've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
Thank you.
Well, we're basking in the afterglow on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and here's where we take some time to digest the joy of life. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. You don't have to let yourself be terrorized by other people's expectations of you. You know that, don't you? Our world is a highly competitive and overstimulating place, and more concentration is needed every day just to stay focused on completing your daily tasks and pursuing your long-term goals. Because of the explosion of communications technology, we are more accessible to more people than ever before. Complete strangers can reach you by telephone, cell phone, pager, fax, regular mail, express mail, email, you name it. They can email and instant message you at home, at work, and on your handheld computer. If you're not there, they can leave messages on your answering machine, your voicemail. If you are there, they can interrupt you with call waiting. It seems everyone wants a piece of you. Your kids want rides or to borrow the car. Your coworkers want your input on projects that are not your responsibility. Your boss wants you to work overtime to finish a report that he needs. Your sister wants you to take her kids for the weekend. Your child's school wants you to bake 4 dozen cookies for Teacher Appreciation Day and be a driver for next week's field trip. Your mother wants you to come over and fix her screen door. Your best friend wants to talk about his impending divorce. A local charity wants you to head up the annual luncheon committee, and your neighbor wants to borrow your van to pick up some lumber at Home Depot. Wow. And an endless slew of telemarketers want you to subscribe to the local newspaper, contribute to your party's political campaign, or transfer all of your credit card debt over to a new bank card. Even your pets are clamoring for more attention. You know what? We suffer under project and productivity overload at work, taking on more than we can comfortably deliver in an unconscious desire to impress others, to get ahead, and to keep up with others' expectations. Meanwhile, our top priorities go unaddressed. To be successful in achieving your goals and creating your desired lifestyle, you will have to get good at saying no to all of the people and the distractions that would otherwise devour you. Successful people know how to say no without feeling guilty. That's where faith meets life.
I just looked up today and realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for, but between the altar and the door, I bought the lies that promised more. Here I go again. Lord, I know I let you down, but somehow I will make you proud. I'll turn this sinking ship around, make it back to you. But all my deeds and my good name are just dirty rags that tear and strain to cover all my guilty stains that you already washed away. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, chains have all been broken. Relentless love has called me from the start, and all you wanted was my heart. I was chasing healing when I'd been made well. I was fighting battles when you conquered hell. Living free but from a prison cell, Lord, I lay it down today. So I'll stop living off of how I feel. Start standing on your truth revealed. Jesus is my strength, my shield, and he will never fail me. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted was my heart. The freedom's on the road there, my chains. Relentless love has called me from the
Was Casting Crowns with All You've Ever Wanted here in the Afterglow on WJMJ. I'm Father John. Thank you for joining me on this Monday evening. I promise it'll be well worth your time. Courage, bravery, and service to our country have been a foundational cornerstone of America. 20 years ago today, one more man who gave up everything to join the military and protect his country, lost his life.
In 2002, Pat Tillman was a defensive player in the National Football League and was likely to make millions of dollars from the Arizona Cardinals. But he turned that all down to join the U.S. Army in response to the terrorist attacks on September 11th. He enlisted with his brother Kevin, who was going to become a professional baseball player. Together, they passed basic training, and Pat was deployed into Iraq for Operation Iraqi Freedom. He then served in Afghanistan when tragedy struck. It was on this day, back in 2004, when Pat Tillman was killed by friendly fire when a U.S. soldier mistook gunfire for the enemy and accidentally hit Tillman. The country was in disbelief at the loss of an athlete who put his dreams on hold to serve his country. It was an inspirational story that ended tragically. So today, on the anniversary of Pat Tillman's death, we remember so many brave men and women who delay their dreams and ambitions to serve the needs of their country first. And today marks the premier anniversary for a band that was first discovered by Marshall Checker. Come on, you know Marshall Checker of the legendary Checker Brothers? Anyway, he first discovered this band in the gritty blues clubs of Chicago's South Side in 1969 and handed them their big break 9 years later with an introduction to music industry heavyweight and host of television's rock concert, Don Kirshner. Actually, none of that is true, but that was the backstory that first introduced the world to the Blues Brothers on Saturday Night Live on this date in 1978. The Blues Brothers were a blues revival band played by John Belushi as Jake Blues and Dan Aykroyd as his brother Elwood Blues. While in the middle of shooting a movie, John Belushi took an interest in a local blues club after becoming bored with rock and roll music. Belushi became hooked on the blues, and he and Aykroyd, along with Paul Schaefer, put together the finest band they could, making the Blues Brothers more than just a comedy act. They became an actual band, releasing an album that reached number one on the Billboard 200, earned a few top 40 singles, and of course released the musical comedy classic, The Blues Brothers. Belushi died back in 1982, but Aykroyd would continue to tour with the Blues Brothers and even made a sequel to their film in 1998. Now remembering the Blues Brothers, here's the duo of Jake and Elwood Blues with their classic song, Soul Man.
Coming to ya on a dusty road. Good loving, I've got a truckload. And when you get it, you got something. So don't worry, 'cause I'm coming. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man.
Soul Man, the Blues Brothers. It's part of the Afterglow, and in the Afterglow, we take time to think about things both around us and even beyond us. So it's story time now in the Afterglow. Eureka Springs, Arkansas is the home of the great passion play In the Ozarks. And there is a humorous story going around about the actor who at one time played the part of Christ in this passion play. As the actor carried the cross up the hill of Golgotha, a tourist began heckling him, making fun of him, and shouting insults at him. Finally, the actor had taken as much as he could take, so he threw down his cross, walked over to the tourist, and punched him out. After the play was over, the director told him, "I know that guy was a pest, but I can't condone what you did. Besides, you're playing the part of Jesus, and Jesus never, ever retaliated. So don't ever do anything like that again." Well, the man promised he wouldn't. But the next day, the heckler was back, worse than ever before, and finally the actor exploded and punched him out again. The director said, "That's it. I have to fire you. We just can't have you behaving this way while playing the part of Jesus." The actor begged, "Please, please give me one more chance. I really need this job, and I can handle it if it happens again." So the director decided to give him another chance. The next day, he was carrying his cross up the street, and sure enough, the heckler was there again. And you can tell that the actor was really, really trying to control himself, but it was about to get the best of him. He was clenching his fists and grinding his teeth. Finally, he stopped, looked at the heckler, and said, "I'll meet you after the resurrection." Now, you won't find that story in the New Testament. It certainly doesn't accurately reflect the story of Christ's character, thank goodness. If Christ came back from the grave seeking revenge on all who persecuted him or let him down or denied him, who of us might be on his list? Something to think about.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And I wake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I got to do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? And sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation. And it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me, sorry seems to be the hardest
to make you love me.
What do I gotta do to be heard? What do I do when lightning strikes me? What have I gotta do? What have I gotta do? When sorry seems to be the hardest word. The
Tenors with a song that says it all. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Why do so many people have trouble saying, I'm sorry? Human nature, I guess, huh? Yeah, I do feel like that sometimes, don't you? It's hard to admit that you were wrong. Easier to blame someone else rather than accept the responsibility of a bad mistake. I'm sorry. Difficult words. But we'll help you sort it all out and maintain your balance, always keeping an eye on proper perspective here in the Afterglow. This is our time of relaxation and meditation with music, inspiration, and reflection. Now, let's be optimistic. Spring is here, the weather is warming, trees are budding, flowers are poking through, days are getting longer. Take time to relax. Slow down to an enjoyable pace. There's no hurry. We'll help you get there.
And now that we're in the fourth week of Easter, we're more than convinced that the resurrection is for real. We're feeling better about weathering any storms that might come. The challenges will not last. We'll sleep on that thought tonight.
Now turn on the light. You'll see better. Even if you've fallen, even if you've failed, even if everyone else has rejected you, Christ will not turn away from you. He came first and foremost to those who have no hope. He goes to those no one else would go to and says, I'll give you eternity.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Monday of the fourth week of Easter. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep. This is my body, given for you. I take you from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. Both these statements, one by Jesus, the other by a bride and a groom, are examples of good shepherding, of laying down your life out of love for another. Every act of loving sacrifice, done as willingly as possible, is a way of being a good shepherd. The life force which enables us to go on giving our poor, weak selves beyond what seems possible is the Eucharist. Receiving the body given for us enables us to give our body and lifeblood to others. Receiving the love sacrifice of the Lord Jesus empowers us to live sacrificially. When we share that life-giving bread, we have within us the source of good shepherd love that lays down its life for the sheep. We are asked to pray for vocations to the priesthood. If there are no priests willing to give their lifeblood for the people of God, there will be no Mass, and the source of life-giving love will be unavailable. In many parts of the world, this is already the case. Every member of the Church is called to be a good shepherd. May we all recognize and rejoice in all the good shepherding that we are doing already. Members of a family are good shepherds when they think of others before themselves, control their temper, begin again to trust, make a first move or second to make up differences. All the give and take of married life, the stress of working in today's dog-eat-dog society, the exhaustion brought on by a crying child, the courageous struggle despite constant pain, the endless worry about making ends meet. These, and so many more ways, are examples of being a good shepherd, leading people to a better life at real cost to yourself. Nourished by the Good Shepherd, we can become more completely a community of good shepherds who give lovingly to each other and to the world.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silence, says when words are not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. Rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step the kingdom comes. All the hope in every heart will speak one love.
On this Monday, the 22nd day of April, in the fourth week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones, and for all your love's sake,
we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, when I become concerned about all that is going on in my life, help me to trust you with my whole heart, knowing you will be with me to guide and help me. When I become frustrated by what is not happening in my life, help me to not just depend on my own understanding of the situation, but to be able to see things from your perspective, knowing that you have my best interests in mind. Thank you that you hear the cries of my heart as I look to you in everything I do. I pray that you will continue to guide me on the path you have for me. I ask for your protection upon my home and my surroundings. Thank you that because I have proclaimed you to be Lord over every area of my life and I choose to live your way every day, I can rest in peace knowing you will keep me secure. Thank you for giving me a quiet and peaceful resting place and home. When my home is not peaceful, I pray that your spirit of peace would dwell there and bring peace to all who enter in. Thank you for the wholeness that is worked in my mind, body, and soul because of having a home without strife.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly powers, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength, ascribe to the Lord the glory of God's name, bow down before the Lord, majestic in holiness.
The voice of the Lord upon the waters, the God of glory thunders, the Lord on the immensity of waters, the voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The voice of the Lord flashes flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord rends the oak tree and strips the forest bare. In God's temple they all cry, Glory!
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. Give strength to your people, O Lord. O Lord, bless your people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever.
despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is here. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Dying, he saved me, and buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
When you read this, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to human beings in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this I became a minister by the gift of God's grace, that was granted me in accord with the exercise of his power. God has granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God has granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. Glorious God, your splendor shines forth through creative acts of nature. In awe we pray.
Delight us by your word, O God.
Help us to be mindful of your love and to know the fear of God that leads to wisdom. In awe we pray.
Delight us by your word, O God.
Give us a reverence for all of life, from conception to death. In awe we pray.
Delight us by your word, O God.
Make us attentive to practices that protect the well-being of the earth. In awe we pray.
Delight us by your word, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
Hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I will bless you.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely,
fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the God of hope fill you with every joy in believing. May the peace of Christ abound in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit enrich you with his gifts now and forever. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.